If you want the world to slow down, if you want your thoughts to be of quiet things, you might be attracted to the boat building trade. Thomas Price of North Carolina followed that instinct to Italy a few years back and now builds wooden gondolas in Venice. He sells them as well, even to customers in the U.S. Thomas Price works with a man he learned from. He was accepted as an apprentice to Maestro Daniele Bonaldo, one of five master gondola builders in Venice. In Bonaldo's workshop, they make about three or four boats every year.
The boat shop is very small. You can just fit two gondolas side by side in it. The gondola is about 36 feet long and 5 feet wide.
That's really a big boat, actually.
It is a big boat, yeah. they're huge when they're inside. When they get in the water, they seem to shrink. But when you see them inside the boat shop, they look enormous.
Are you having any progress with Italian?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm well, actually, much more difficult than that is, and we don't speak Italian. My maestro doesn't speak Italian. He speaks Venetian, which is a dialect that's as different from Italian as Spanish is from Italian. So first I learned Italian, which I speak fluently, and then I started picking up the Venetian.
What are some of the Venetian words?
Oh, let's see. For instance, carabin is the word for chair or small chair, whereas it's sedia in Italian. The word for today in Italian is oggi, and in Venetian it's ancora. It's really quite a different language.
Imagining what your situation could be, I have this sort of vision that you have a hard morning's work and you settle down for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the maestro unwraps this wonderful lunch that someone has made for him who loves him. And
yes, that's so true.
Really?
Yes, his wife, Dady.
Right.
Has lunch prepared for him.
And then afterwards
he lays down and takes a nice nap.
Oh, he takes a nap. So I would have thought you would then have a bit of coffee and then he would impart some wisdom that's come to him through the ages.
Well, you know, he's not a man of many words. The language barrier was not at all a problem for me, even before I spoke Italian. For instance, he would draw a line on a board and point to the saw, and I knew I had to cut it there. So eventually I learned that sega means saw and trapano means drill, and went on from there.
And is it true you have finished and sold a gondola of your own?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I own my own business now. I still work with Maestro Bonaldo because I want to work with him as long as I can. The difficulty for me is shop space here in Venice. Real estate is quite limited. So in the meantime, we share shop space.
And where are you selling your gondolas?
Well, most of the gondolas that I've sold have gone to the United States. Obviously, if somebody wants to buy a gondola, it's easier for them to work with me than it is for them to work with somebody who doesn't speak English. And I'm the only one that builds gondolas and speaks English. So I've sent, my first gondola went to Providence, Rhode Island. And then I've also sent gondolas to Austin, Texas, to Boston, Massachusetts, and to San Diego. And I'll soon be sending gondolas to Minnesota and to Syracuse, New York.
What use would somebody have in Minnesota for a gondola?
Well, actually, it's on the St. Croix River, and they'll be taking people on rides, just like they do here in Venice.
Between Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, how much would it cost now to get one of your gondolas all the way across the ocean up there to Minnesota?
Well, actually, it depends. And the shipping company doesn't want to give me a firm price, but it looks like it's somewhere around $4,000, $4,500.
Plus the boat. How much is the boat?
Well, this one is actually a used gondola that I found for the client. But new gondolas start at $35,000.
Thomas Price, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Noah.
Thomas Price speaking with us from Venice, Italy, about the craft of building gondolas.
Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Franklin Cater, and Amy Walters.
At the national desk, Michael Fields, Libby Lewis, Janet Domowitz, Cindy Johnston, B.B. Krause, Les Cook, Ron Elving, Julia Mitrich, Ann Hawk, and Ken Barkas.
The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm.
All Things Considered's executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.